Sister Alkaneth had immediate objections to Mira's last point.
Give vermin what they want? Why not just fling our gates open wide and let them march into the abbey? I've never heard anything like it. Parley with vermin? Never! I'll fight them to my last breath!
Drog Sellahog grabbed the sister's paw and sat her down.
And what good would that do, ma'am? Mira never said anything about letting vermin march in here. Why don't you listen? She's trying to do the best for all of us. Trying to buy us time until help arrives, hoping to find out the full strength of the foe beast.
There were cries of...
Well said, Drog!
And Cregor has to pound the table to restore order.
When I had eyes, I slew more vermin than you've ever seen. Make no mistake, vermin are cruel, heartless murderers. Mira is right in what she says. We must do what is best for all. Tomorrow we'll try to ascertain just how many vermin are at our gates. Then we can decide calmly what must be done. Meanwhile, every beast will stay inside and the guard patrol will continue, but they must not expose themselves to danger. Now, go to your beds, please, and get a good night's sleep. We'll need clear heads to see this crisis through. Friar Bob, Filorn, Bruggle, will you see that the guards have sufficient food and drink for the night? Burab, do you still feel fit enough to command the sentries?
The hare threw an extremely smart salute and winced slightly.
Fit as a physicked frog, ma'am. As long as they sling portions of this and that to keep the old energy up through the darkened hours. Chap can get hungry in the dreary night watches, what? Can't have us guardian coves perishing at our posts, you know?
Filorn reassured the gluttonous hare.
I'll see you're well supplied, Mr. Burab. Sister, is there anything special our guard commander must eat for his injury?
Alkaneth cast a frozen glare at the hare.
Just food.
Burab bowed and smiled broadly at her.
Just food, eh? Wonderful thought, ma'am. What?
That night, Mira had the strangest dream she had ever experienced. In the meandering pathways of sleep, she saw a beloved face from the past, Rilflag, her father. The otter maid ran toward him through a misty early morning field. He smiled, holding his paws wide to embrace her, and she called out,
Papa, Papa.
She recalled his face so well. Yes, it was not exactly as she remembered it. There was something different. He looked younger.